5.
Perth Live Sport with Brad Hardy. For Ross's Auctioneers and Valuers. Auctions weekly at 453 Orong Road, Welshpool. Visit auctions.com.au.
Ah, good on you, Braddles, and no doubt you're decked out to the nines in your little after five outfit for the Brownlow.
Yes, g'day, HD. Just snuck into a little quiet room to have a chat to you, and wearing my best party dress, of course.
Well, I guess it's a foregone. It would be the upset of the century if Dusty doesn't win, wouldn't it?
Yeah, there's been a lot of parallels. A great mate of mine, Jeffrey Raines, back in 1980. Richmond went on to win that flag, remember, and that was the last time they actually won one, and he had a stellar season, but Raines and I used to quip, we used to have a bit of a laugh, because he obviously had a bit of a chirp out on the ground. He was a red-hot favourite back then. Didn't get a vote. So, yeah, it's been a long, long time, but I think it is Dusty's tonight for sure, and it's really black caviar odds, and it's black caviar terminology, because it'll be times and margins, please, and I think that quite clearly, his season has been very good, and Lecoxon's been good. Rance, you know, defenders don't really get a lot of accolades in the Brownlow, neither do forwards. So he's really got little or no opposition, and that'll stand him in really good stead. And the umpires read papers too, and he'll probably get a few more than people think. I've got a little bit of an investment on the that volatile portfolio known as the punt, but he'll get more than 40. 41, I'm thinking. So that'll be massive, and that'll be more, and that'll clearly stand him well ahead of Dangerfield. The AFL would be at pains to make sure that, you know, Dangerfield isn't putting the medal around Dusty's neck after outpolling him. So I don't think that'll happen, mate. And so he'll quite clearly, when I look, trying to find the place, get us. Jesus, it's a Melbourne Cup field for that one. I think Josh Kelly from the Giants, he's a class act, so I think he'll be somewhere around the place. Tom Mitchell, your boy, I mean, he's had a stellar season, but yeah. I don't reckon the umpires would have noticed him for the first half of a dozen or eight games. So that being the case, he's going to have to flood home like Kiwi, and ditto for Josh Kennedy from the Swans, because they lost their first six, remember, H, and then they flood home 15 to 1. What do they win, 13 out of their last 17 or 415 or something, you know, so he'll come into his own, because Hanbury and guys like that, Buddy, had, you know, intermittent seasons. They didn't have really stellar seasons, so I think they're the three.
I would say so. You mentioned Dangerfield. It would be a terrible thing if he does poll more votes than Dusty, of course. And I wonder if he did, and given what happened at the MRP in regards to Cochin and the other guys for that matter, would Geelong be thinking, you know, we should have really appealed that tackle, because the way things are going now, you'd reckon he might have got off, and it would have only cost another week if he hadn't.
Well, we wanted him to at the time. I mean, we were all standing and as one saying, somebody's got to take this on, because it's Chuck Lotto. And I was just talking to Sophie off air, and this was round eight. And the only one that really should have got off was going to be Sloan, because that was clearly, you know, nothing in it.
No.
But the other two, that was round eight.
Yeah.
It would have been at least a fine.
Gonski.
At least a fine.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's a real strange one. And the AFL chose the soft side, and they decided to go through and clear the three of them. And look, no one wants to see anybody miss a grand final. But, you know, and we are playing a contact sport. But you and I know what was acceptable 10, 15, 20 years ago certainly isn't acceptable today. And it's just the goalposts keep changing. It keeps frustrating everybody. And it's even polarised the community still. Since he was cleared about midday Eastern Standard Time, I mean, a lot of the polls, you know, on different websites, and it's really split, Harvey. If not, probably pro, he should have gone. So, yeah, it's a really, really difficult one. And anyway, we'll move on tomorrow
we'll
morning.
Dusty
will have a medal around his neck, and we'll be looking towards the grand final.
I made a flippant statement before, and Andrew of Duncraig has flicked back an SMS. I said, if Dusty doesn't win, they should take the voting off the umpires. He says, Harvey, the Brownlow is the umpires award. That is why it's more prestigious than any other award. Take the voting off the umpires. It'll be like every other award. Who knows? Who cares who wins then? Okay, fair enough, Andrew.
Yeah, look, there's an element. He's right. And there's an element in it that people tend to forget, because there's no doubt there's a focus on the midfielders. But you can't be chirpy, you know. I mean, there's been a lot better players than a lot of us winners that haven't won one, you know. Wayne Carey, you know, these sort of guys who were always chirping at the umpires, and that's part of it. And it's about as much as it's your ability on the ground. It's about, it's not the best player, it's the best and fairest player, and that's where people get a little bit mistaken at times. There's club champion awards, there's paper, newspaper awards, there's radio TV awards. We know all of that, MVPs, and they are judged on by their peers and members of the media. Well, this is, and the guy's right. I mean, it's an umpire's award, and that's why they're not always easy to win.
Exactly. And just a quick word on the GF, mate. Any late news from either the Richmond or the Adelaide camps?
No, it's been up and down 24, 48 hours for the Tigers. They won through on Saturday night. Then, of course, they had to sweat on Cochin. They lost the VFL Grand Final in unbackable odds yesterday to Port Melbourne. Gary Ayres, your man, he led them to an unlikely victory there. Then Koch gets off this morning. Dusty wins tonight, and so they're heading towards a massive day on Saturday. And the Adelaide Crows, well, look, Mitch McGovern, they're sort of floating that he might be available come Friday. I doubt it. I seriously doubt it. I don't think he'll be playing at all. And from mine, the weather looks like it's going to be okay. The long-range forecast, probably be 17 degrees and maybe a few showers in the morning. So I don't expect changes to either side, Harvey, but we'll talk about that more later in the week.
We will. We'll talk tomorrow, Brad. Thanks for your time, mate. Take care.
All the best, Harvey. Cheers, Phil.
Perth Live Sport with Brad Hardy.